In Cuba yesterday, there was a massive commemoration of the late Fidel Castro.
Solo tiene un nombre, Fidel Castro Ruz.
Cubans were literally filling the huge plaza of the revolution. They were spilling down side streets. And as NPR's Lulu Garcia-Navarro reports from Havana, there were many, many, many speeches lauding Fidel Castro.
Dignitaries from Iran and Moscow and Vietnam. Not to mention the leftist leaders from Latin America, like Nicaragua's Daniel Ortega and Bolivia's Evo Morales, all gave lengthy addresses to the crowd. It was a heavily orchestrated affair, long on official speeches and revolutionary slogans. The top Cuban leadership was arrayed on the side of a hill underneath a huge stone obelisk, which is the monument to Cuban hero José Martí. A picture of Fidel Castro as a young revolutionary was hoisted above them all, a reminder of the powerful young man he had once been, and not the frail 90-year-old he died as. His ashes were again not on public display, and Cubans have still not been told how Fidel died. Many of those in the audience were bussed in for the event. The government here, led now by Fidel Castro's brother Raul, clearly wanted a show of force, and they got one. Cuba, though, is in uncertain waters. Its economy is struggling, and its main ally, Venezuela, is also in a dire economic situation. President Nicolas Maduro, who flew in from Caracas, was seated next to Raul throughout the proceedings. Many of Latin America's remaining leftist presidents used the commemoration to rail against the United States and praised Fidel's uncompromising stance fighting imperialism. Unacknowledged, though, was how much has changed with Cuba's new opening with its old enemy to the north and the thousands of American tourists here thronging the island to see Cuba for the first time. Lulu Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Havana.